I'm afraid my understanding of Orlesian fashion is not up to par. What should I wear? Josephine runs her gaze up and down your body.
We are not that dissimilar in size. I may have a robe that will fit you with some quick alterations. Accompany me to my quarters.
You acquiesce and follow her down the hall and up a few flights of stairs to her rooms. She gestures you in ahead of her, then crosses the room to open the wardrobe along the far wall.
Now, where did I leave it? Aha! Here, try this on.
She hands you a green tunic, elaborately embroidered with silver thread. You shrug your armor off, and for lack of a better place to put it, set it on the rug in the center of the room. Then you begin to pull your current tunic over your head.
Oh, my apologies.
Josephine whirls around to face away from you as you change. Done. She spins around to face you. And is it your imagination, or are her eyes lingering on how the tunic stretches over your chest?
Orlesian fashion suits you quite well.
She turns and rummages through the chest at the foot of her bed. You might be imagining it, but her cheeks look slightly pinker than normal. Seconds later, she pulls out a pair of stockings.
Try these on. They match the tunic perfectly, although I worry they will not fit properly because your legs are very...
Josephine had raised her hand to press the stockings to you, and you had raised your hand to accept them from her, but somehow the motion has stalled out halfway through. There is a pause where you both stand there, staring at each other. Then, softly, you take the stockings from her. You lean over to set them gently on the bed, then turn back and reach out to pull her into your arms. She goes eagerly, and you are delighted to learn the shape of her lips against your own. One thing leads to another, and you don't have time to finish packing. It means weeks on the road without a waterproof cloak to keep the rain off, but even squelching down the road in wet stockings can't wipe the smile off your face.
The end.